third parak, Mishnah Yud. Shvuas Bitui. Noyeg Ba'anoshim. This parak was discussing Shvuas Bitui, which means a Shvua to do something or not to do something or say something that happened or will happen. Happened. So this type of Shvua is Noyeg Ba'anoshim V'anoshim. It doesn't make a difference if a man makes it, a woman makes it, they get the same responsibility and penalties for not being mekayimet rechokim bekroivim, whether it's made by somebody who is a korov, a relative or not, ksherim apsulim, he doesn't have to be kosher of eidus or anything else, even as a rosha, but lamaisa, if he's a Jew, his shvuas takes effect, b'fnei bezdin, shalob b'fnei bezdin, even if it's made out of bezdin, it takes effect, b'atzmai, but it has to be something that he makes himself. We'll see later on, certain shvuas others can make for him. Chayim al zayin amakus, if he transgresses it intentionally, he gets lashes and bezdin. If he mistakenly is over on the shvua, then he has to bring a korban, which means that he's wealthy, then he brings an animal, and if he can't afford that, then he brings bird offering, and if not, he brings flower offering.